Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QYK. You know, you hear about streaks in sports, like when somebody, you know, scores a touchdown every game or plays the most games
winning
in a row.
Winning streak.
Yeah, winning streaks. You don't hear about streaks at the state fair. Those are big streaks, too.
Like what? Well, every single year you eat a funnel cake?
No. Like if someone's working there and let's say they're making cotton candy at the state fair. Listen to this story.
At 68, Sissy LaFronta is showing no signs of slowing down.
When you're working and you like what you're doing, it's fun.
In 1974, Sissy and her husband started their own business of making cotton candy.
We've been putting lots of smiles on little faces and more mature faces, too.
You're welcome.
A lot of those little faces grew up over that time. You know what I mean? Isn't that cool?
Gosh. Since 76 or something?
1974.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. 1974.
Nobody in this room was even on Earth in 1974.
And they were spinning up cotton candy at the fair.
Isn't that crazy?
I didn't even know, true story, that the fair was around that long. I didn't know that.
What? The iconic Florida State Fair?
I really didn't know.
You grew up here.
I know. I know it's been around a long time, but I didn't know it was around before I was even born.
No,
jeez.
You know, actually, it was funny. We were going to save this for next year, for your first whole year with the show. But the Florida State Fair actually started the year you were born because you were born. But we weren't going to tell you that until next year.
Okay. Are those the lies you tell your children to make them feel special?
No, but that's why you weren't aware. So
okay.
We're going to say that. But yes, the state fair started when you were born because you were born.
That's not what I thought. I didn't know it was around that long. Okay, whatever.
I bet we could have talked her into this. This is the fifth year of the Florida State Fair. You'd be like, yeah, that's awesome.
I would know
5 years.
That's not true because I've gone so many times.
Do you want to know when it actually started?
Yes. When did it actually start?
1904.
Oh, my God.
You're getting like Oregon Trail days there, man. You know what I mean? There was no cars in 1904.
115 years.
What was the first car? Like 1915, something like that?
The Model T.
Model T.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah. Was it 1904?
So people were walking to the fair.
Well, horse and buggy, right?
That's what they had.
And mules. Were they riding mules or donkeys?
Probably. Sounds right.
Oh, my God.
They'd get on a mule. They'd ride like 100 miles just to get a cotton candy. Yep.
Here they come. Coming to see Sissy. Get their cotton candy.
Come on. Step on it. Matilda. Or whatever people named their horses back then. Matilda sounds like a good one.
Yeah.
Step on it, Matilda. But congratulations to Sissy, man. Over 40 years. Spinning that cotton candy at Florida State Fair. That is awesome. That's a streak right there.
That is. That's a good one.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's a day of love. And I was walking down the hall, and there's a guy that works here. We've had like 5 radio stations here. And I know him, but I don't know him that well. And he's like, hey, good morning. I say, hey. And he goes, happy Valentine's Day. And I was like, yeah, man, you too. And then I was like, boy, that was nice of him. But that was awkward. Like, I said, yeah, man, you too. I didn't say happy Valentine's Day to you also. Like, someone says Merry Christmas. I'm like, dude, Merry Christmas right back.
Yeah.
Isn't that strange?
You just didn't like saying it back?
I don't know. I was just caught off guard. Like, I don't know. Maybe it was like a guy saying it that I don't really know.
Well, it's kind of weird in general, I guess.
Why?
To say happy,
Like, is it only someone you truly love you're supposed to say it to? Like, happy Valentine's Day.
Well,
happy Valentine's Day.
I don't know, because I got you and Kevin some, I thought they were,
you're
full disclosure,
a girl.
I thought they were alcoholic gummy bears, but it turns out that they're mojito flavored with no alcohol.
Yeah.
Womp womp. I tried.
Yeah, this is like the biggest letdown ever.
Big time.
I know, Kevin goes, you walked in, I already gave Kevin his mojito gummies. You walk in and he goes, happy Valentine's Day. And he like puts the pack in and he goes, there's no alcohol in them.
These are called the Mojito Mambo. Man, right when I saw Mojito Mambo, I was like, man, this is going to be a great day.
Yeah.
And then she's like, I screwed up and there's no alcohol. And I'm like,
is that how I sound? Gosh.
No, but that's how it sounded to me with your bad news you were giving me. I don't know.
You're welcome.
No, I appreciate it. It's really nice. I did say thank you. It was very nice of you. But this is a girl. It's a girl day as far as, you know, how it's consumed and what it means. Guys are bad at this. You know, we're bad at this day.
Well, yeah.
Like I saw,
not every guy is bad, but I think as far as the workplace, it's fine to say it back to whoever.
Really, another guy?
It's just a holiday. Okay. Some people are into it, some people aren't.
See, if I got to come to work, in my book, it's not a holiday, so it's just hard for me.
True.
I don't know what it is. Yeah. But here's what we are doing: we are giving out Rascal Flatts tickets. Throughout the morning, we're having people call their significant others and sing part of the Rascal Flatts song. This was a guy yesterday. His name was James. He was really, really good. He called his girlfriend.
Okay.
She didn't know he was calling to sing. This is how it sounded.
I can see how every sign pointed straight to you, that every long-lost dream led me straight to you are...
Straight to you are. All right, so that was James yesterday. So 8:15 this morning, we'll give you a first shot. Maybe we'll do a pair before that. I don't know. We'll have to see what kind of mood Melanie's in.
I mean, if you're feeling all lovey-dovey on Valentine's Day, why not?
We'll see. All right, so Rascal Flatts tickets definitely about 8:15 this morning, 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QIK. Fried Nashville, 99.5 QIK.
All right. You don't mess with Miranda Lambert, apparently.
Mm-mm.
God. Seems
like doesn't she seem like someone, even though I know Carrie Underwood sings the song about taking her keys to the side of a truck, doesn't Miranda Lambert seem more that type of girl?
Yeah. Yeah. She's, Kevin, how would you describe Miranda? We saw her over the summer. She, you got to warm up. You got to find a way to warm up to her.
Oh, yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah. I mean, she, you know, here's the deal. She's at a Nashville steakhouse, Stony River, and she's there with family and friends. An altercation begins when a man and Miranda's friends get into it. The man was making a joke about millennials and their phones. I guess Miranda and her friends were on their phones at the steakhouse. Finally, Miranda had enough. She walked over to their table, and she dumped a salad on the man's wife. The man's wife had nothing to do with it.
Okay, well, Miranda, you know better. You can't do that. You can't be dumping salads on people's heads.
Not only that, bystanders say that Miranda was so fired up, she actually had to be physically held back.
Can you imagine that? Let me at her. Let me at her. Meanwhile, the girl's got freaking lettuce stuck in her hair.
I'm, like, trying to find parts of this story. So it's like, oh, well, here's why Miranda did it. Can't find one part of the story. Like, she just went crazy. She lost her mind. She dumped a salad on a man's wife all over a joke about a phone. So,
well, at least she didn't waste her steak. I'm just saying.
No, it's true. If you're prioritizing, I agree with you 100%.
That'd be the first thing I grabbed to throw at someone,
a salad
too.
Is less money.
You got the Stony River beef. You got the Stony River salad.
Yeah. And the cocktail that, you know, you watch The Real Housewives. They throw the cocktails. Uh-uh. They're doing it all wrong. Throw the salad.
I sometimes feel like Miranda is queuing up a reality show with some of the stuff that she does, some of the relationship, you know, things
I'd
that come to
watch it.
Yo, it'd be number one.
For real.
All right. Also, Eric Church. Now, this is something I can get into. I always want to know how he cures a hangover or avoids one, because the man parties. When he was here a couple years ago, he did like a 5-hour show. We were with him backstage. It was shot after shot after shot. I'm like, how does he do it? Here's him talking about it.
The best hangover cure, I got two. One is 5-hour energy because of all the B vitamins that are in it. You can start pounding those. It's either going to work or it's going to keep you up so you can prolong your misery. But the other one I have is just take 2 Advil and a beer in the morning. And hair of the dog, man. That works every time.
Now, it won't say that on the cap of Advil. It won't be like, hey, chug this with a beer in the morning to help. But it works for Eric Church.
I thought you weren't supposed to take Advil and stuff like that with alcohol.
They call him the chief for a reason. I'm not going to question the chief.
I mean,
right?
Yeah, he's a professional. So who am I to question him?
The chief is the chief. So flying salads and hangover cures. That is Deep Fried Nashville, everybody.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, it's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. Man, as someone who grew up a fan of Chuck E. Cheese, what kid's not a fan of Chuck E. Cheese? It's an American institution when you're a kid, right?
Oh, yeah. I loved going to Chuck E. Cheese.
What was the best thing there? Just say it. What was the best thing there?
The animatronic weird characters. I used to love seeing those.
Wrong. But Kevin, what was yours?
It's an opinion. It can't be wrong.
I know. Kevin, what was your best thing there with Chuck E. Cheese?
Oh, boy. I like that, but probably the pizza.
No. The ball pit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was good.
Ew, you went in the ball pit?
Who didn't?
Your parent. Oh.
The ball
pit. This thing is full of nastiness.
Gosh, it was the best thing. Here's, speaking of nastiness, allegedly, Chuck E. Cheese is now denying that they repurposed their uneaten pizza. There was a video that came out, and here was the allegation. Whatever pizza Chuck E. Cheese didn't sell, they put it in the freezer that night. The next day, heated it back up and sold it.
Ooh. So already so they would cook it.
It'd be sitting out there on the
freeze it.
Yeah, if it didn't sell, they'd repurpose it for the next day for another kid.
Ugh.
Now, they're denying it. They're like, there's no way this is true. But think about it. If it was true, it's pretty brilliant. They've gotten away with this for like 30 years, okay? But what kid is going to go to Chuck E. Cheese and be like, this pizza sucks? It's not going to happen. Even if it is terrible pizza, right?
Yeah.
Kids don't complain about pizza. They don't complain about hamburgers. They don't complain about french fries.
Unless they're super spoiled. I'd be like, Johnny, just eat it.
Because the kids know if they complain, they look around and they look at the ball pits and all the games and everything. They complain. Their parents are going to take them out of there.
Yes.
So they don't complain.
Yes.
Right?
Keep your lips sealed and you eat the pizza and you get back in the ball pit.
All right. Chuck E. Cheese is denying this. And this is a YouTuber, Shane Dawson. He kind of does this. He goes around and tries to find conspiracy theories.
Yeah, I've seen his videos.
Yeah, he's got great videos. But they came out and said, no, our dough's fresh in the restaurant. And it's
fresh? Wow, now they're making other claims fresh. As well. Okay.
No, it gets crazy.
Not only is it not frozen or refrozen, now it's fresh.
They also said it was delicious.
Oh, well, now they're just lying.
No. As a kid, you got to understand, they're making pizza for kids, and it is delicious as a kid.
No, you know what? I just thought of the best part of Chuck E. Cheese is those Carvel ice cream cakes that come with pizza.
Wait, remember you could like reserve a birthday party there?
Yes.
Oh, dude,
that Carvel cake. Oh, my gosh.
Another brilliant part of Chuck E. Cheese is they sold beer to adults. Remember?
They
still do.
They do?
Yeah, because I had two birthday parties here last year for my kids. And they sell beer.
I thought you were going to say you had a birthday party for you there.
I totally would do it.
Would you really?
It's fun there.
That would be pretty cool.
It's fun there.
It is.
Kevin just goes there and drinks. He just calls it Chucks now.
They know him when he walks in. They're like, hey, Kev, what's up? They throw him a stack of tickets. They're like, oh, it's Kevin's back. 99.5 QIK. It's fun there. Man, we lit the fuse on this. Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. So we're talking about this conspiracy theorist on YouTube. He accused Chuck E. Cheese of repurposing uneaten pizza and reselling it the next day.
Ugh.
Well,
ew, if it's already out on the tray and then no one eats it, think of all the little sneezy, snot-nosed kids touching things.
Stop it. Chuck E. Cheese denied it. They said their pizza's fresh and delicious. That's their statement.
That's how we know it's a lie.
I believe them. But Melanie delicious. Called, and she's got a story about Chuck E. Cheese. What do you got, Melanie?
Yes, well, we had five kids by the time I was 30, and I was just getting off shift at the hospital. So my husband calls me and tells me to just meet him in Chuck E. Cheese. And I'm thinking, on my birthday, I'm going to Chuck E. Cheese with my five kids. Are you kidding me? So I get there, and he has all of my friends there for my surprise 30th birthday. He said, how much better? You got beer, pizza, and the kids get to play. We have a free babysitter.
Yes!
That's actually genius.
Your
well
husband for president. That is awesome.
Oh, I wanted to kill him at the time, but now... It was a great time. We had a great time with all my friends. So it was a great 30th birthday.
How many Chuck E. Cheese beers do you think you drank?
Quite a few.
Yeah.
Quite a few, especially after getting a 12-hour shift at the hospital, yes.
How does that work exactly? Do you open a tab at Chuck E. Cheese, or is that frowned upon?
It was a birthday. He arranged the birthday thing with the cake and everything, and so it's a package deal.
I wonder if they've ever cut anybody off at Chuck E. Cheese. Like, that's enough.
Oh,
no
absolutely.
More. Really?
Yes.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
Zach Brown Band, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. It's like Zach knew the weather this morning in Tampa Bay. Walked outside and...
It's cold.
Man, what's that? That's... Something's just like, ooh. And then I get my car and I saw that thermometer and it started with a 4. Forget it. Right back in for a jacket, man.
So mad at Alexa. I asked her last night what the low was going to be, and she said 71. And I went outside, and it was freezing this morning.
She lied.
That lying
that
SOB.
Lying robot in the corner. All right, sometime between now and 8 o'clock this morning, back-to-back Luke Bryan songs, that's going to happen. You need to be caller 9. We're going to get you tickets for Country Thunder.
Yes.
Great prize.
That's
qualified.
The truth.
Yeah, oh yeah. No matter what Alexa says, that is the truth. Then you're qualified for $2,000. And, of course, the backstage hang with Luke.
Get to meet him.
Yeah, cold beers will be involved, too. Never seen Luke and not a cold beer, so it's all going to happen. But you're listening for the back-to-back Luke Bryan songs anytime between now and 8. Be caller number 9, 99.5 QIK. All right, we played those back-to-back Luke Bryan songs, 99.5 QIK. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, Mark and Melanie. We got Don on hold. Don was the ninth caller. What's up, Don?
Hey.
What's turn your radio down.
Yeah, turn your radio all the way down. We can't hear you, brother.
Yeah, okay, let me turn it down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was working on the volume when I got you guys on the phone. Did I get through? Did I win? Come on.
You did.
All right.
You got those,
Luke.
I've been trying
just like everybody else in Tampa Bay for, you know, ever since I heard about this contest. So.
Right. Well, you're one of the few that are in, my man. You got the Luke Bryan tickets. You'll be there for Country Thunder. You're qualified for the $2,000 and a backstage little beer drinking session with Luke.
That is totally groovy. I like it.
All right.
Oh, my
gosh. He reminds me of Matthew McConaughey.
Or someone auditioning for a radio show in 1985.
Yeah,
it's pretty good, too.
I like that.
Hey, what station hooks you up?
WQYK 99.5 FM.
Oh, my God.
He's auditioning.
Mr. Steal Your Job.
I am a broadcaster.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QYK. I just got another Facebook message. This is great. On the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. And it was like almost the same one we got yesterday. And she said, hey, last Friday, I think it was you guys that played that brand new Brooks and Dunn song with Luke Combs called Brand New Man. They did a reboot.
Right, so technically it's not a new song because it's a reboot.
Basically, look, it's a remix.
It's a remix.
Which I know is tough to say in country music, but it is a remix, right?
It's good, though.
Yeah, oh, it's great. It's great. And so that was their first number one song, and they did Luke Combs, and they're gonna put out an album. They're going to have a bunch of new songs.
Brand New Man. And the drums.
I'm like, yeah. We didn't play it again. She's like, I just wondered, did you all not like it? I'm like, whoa, slow your roll, honey. We love that song.
Yeah.
We're all about it. And then I started thinking, man, I don't know, like why it wasn't on our thing to play again. And Kevin's like, well, the boss is out of town. Travis is out of town. Kevin's like, he'll never know. And I'm like, duh, you're right. Why didn't I think
that? Did you just pass the buck totally to him?
No, Kevin's just like, he'll never know. Like, he just won't know.
Kevin, he's throwing you under the bus.
That's fine.
No, I'm not.
That's fine.
Kevin's like, I don't think, maybe he didn't like it, and that's why we're not playing it. I'm like, well, whatever.
Well,
you make a good point.
The boss is away. Brooks and Dunn, we shall play.
There we go. I love that. Right. So that's what we're going to do right now. Brooks and Dunn and Luke Combs. This is it. Brand New Man.
It's our favorite song.
And What You Doing at the Courthouse is next on QI.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
What you doing at the courthouse? 99.5 QIK.
All right. Captain Chris strolling around Tampa Bay area courthouses this morning, asking people sitting out front, what are you doing at the courthouse? Like, what's your case about? He's found somebody, he's rolled up on him, and here we go.
Now, what brings you out today here?
Well, I just got was incarcerated for the last 7 days because a friend's landlady attacked me and tried to steal my cell phone.
Right. And you go to jail for that, right? Of course.
Right.
Yes.
That's how it works.
You were attacked, you were the victim of a robbery, and you go to jail.
Sounds about right.
All right.
And I defended myself and got my cell phone, and she called the police and lied and charged
and lied.
Me with simple battery. So I'm here for my follow-up probation, which is costing an arm and a leg in all kinds of classes and administration fees. And it seems like every time you turn around, you have to pay somebody to walk through their door. That's what I'm doing here at this justice system today.
How did this all start? Why did she try to take your phone in the first place?
She thought it was somebody else's, and I was just there trying to collect money that I had lent to one of her tenants who I work with.
This is starting
so
to sell
no
the
good
lips.
Deed goes unpunished.
For 7 whole days, though, huh? I mean, do you still have your job afterwards?
Yeah, I just called, and I still have it.
Okay, so, excellent.
I got my job. I still have my apartment, and I'm just now going to get a pack of cigarettes because I haven't had a cigarette in a week.
My goodness. I mean, I got to tell you, I don't know where he works, but that guy ought to get boss of the year. You can just not show up or call for 7 days. Then you call, and you're like, yeah, welcome back. Come on back.
Yeah.
What kind of job? What is that?
Oh, I have so many questions for this guy. And the place that he works.
Folks, this is how this guy's spending Valentine's Day. Like, you got to keep that in perspective, right? Okay, we understand Captain Chris has found somebody else at the courthouse, and he's asking, what are you doing here?
So what brings you out here today?
I'm here dropping off a friend and picking him up when he's done.
All right, so this friend, now why is he here?
I have no clue. He's here to see a public defender. So.
Okay, so he didn't inform you, just asked you for a ride to the courthouse. And
yeah, I've known him for about 5-6 years, so yeah.
Okay.
That kind of guy, so.
All right, you know, that's a good thing to do, but just curious why he didn't tell you.
Oh, it's probably, he's a drinker, so it's probably got something to do with drinking, so
that's understandable.
Why he wasn't able to probably drive down here, too. So.
Maybe he's just having drinks with the public defender. I mean, maybe they just decided to meet for a couple of drinks.
Yeah, but also you should ask why you're driving your friend. What if he was a murderer or something? You're like, oh, you know, I'm just giving him a ride to the courthouse.
Man, Melanie just went Ted Bundy to this guy. Like,
she did.
Well, I've been watching that Netflix series.
Oh, so it's in your mind about what's going on.
So now everyone's a murderer.
All right, folks, that is what you're doing at the courthouse. And again, if you're not having the Valentine's Day you imagined, it could be one of these
guys.
It
could be so much worse.
Yeah, look at the box.
99.5. Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. This is an interesting story, and I'm surprised it took so long for people to get to this. But apparently all the kids watching Peppa Pig, and my kids, all 5 went through the Peppa Pig phase. One is going through it right now. But kids now are talking in British accents.
Yeah, so U.S. kids who normally wouldn't have a British accent are now just watching so much of this kids show. I had to look it up because obviously I don't have kids. And the little pig has this British accent. They all do in
the
show.
They all do. Even the narrator does.
The narrator, the pig family, they all talk with a British accent.
The pig family. Daddy Pig, Mummy Pig.
Mummy Pig.
Who am I leaving out with Peppa Pig, Kevin? Who is that?
George.
Who's George Pig? The brother.
Yeah.
George Pig. So Buck is our video guy, and he's, you know, does a lot of our videos, behind the scenes stuff. Buck, you have a kid who watches Peppa Pig.
Oh, every day.
Is he talking in the accent?
Yeah, I didn't notice it until you guys told me about the story. And now every word, water.
So you haven't even picked up on the fact that he had a little bit of a British accent?
I thought he was like playing around, just having fun with
words. Can I get some water, please?
Kevin, do you notice right after the episode?
No, I've never noticed it.
They've never, okay, they don't
yeah,
sound.
They don't watch it anymore, but they did a lot when they were younger.
So my kids, what I noticed is they would talk in the accent for like 30 minutes after the episode was over, but then it would slowly wear down. You know what I mean? Like it would go away. Well,
that's like when Brian watches that Moonshiners show. Right afterwards, he'd be all country. I go, did you just watch that show? Right.
Well,
and then it would fade away.
It's like after you come from like a country concert. Like you just, you talk like the artist you went to see. Like, I don't know why, but like it happens all the time. So Peppa Pig, here's the, oh my gosh.
This is Daddy Pig's old accordion.
I used to play this to Mummy Pig when we first met.
The music in Peppa Pig is great, though. I love the music. Like, it's relaxing, you know? So here's what we did last night to see if this was true. I asked my daughter, Charlie, who hasn't watched Peppa Pig in probably like 3 years.
She's a little too old for Peppa Pig.
Yeah, I think she just outgrew it a little bit. But we asked her if the accent stuck with her, and she wasn't really sure if it did or not. So then I said, okay, here's what we'll do. We're going to reenact a scene. So I played Daddy Pig.
Daddy Pig, and then Mummy Pig.
Melissa, my wife, she played Mummy Pig, obviously. And Charlie played Peppa. So here's how it went. And I don't know that the accent stuck with Charlie, but here's how it kind of went.
Peppa and George are playing in the garden.
That's me. Why are you laughing? I didn't think I was terrible.
Why would I not be laughing?
Was that terrible, Kevin?
Yes.
So what? Bad.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Why?
Are you in the Victorian
days? In the shower.
Why do you have to spread it out?
Yeah, I'm just trying to get content for the show, and everyone just clowns on me. That's fine. And we'll continue on with this terrible segment here. Hold on.
To me, George, you threw the ball too hard, so the rules say I win. Now it's my turn.
I don't.
That's Ted, she did it a little bit.
A little bit? Yeah.
She knew.
You think, Kevin? To me,
it sounds like Charlie.
Yeah. Right? All right.
I win again.
Peppa, George, today your big cousin Chloe is coming to visit.
My wife is terrible. That was awful, dude. Who was better, me or her? Come on.
Oh, my gosh. I would say her. She had more. It was more natural with her, and yeah, she had a couple words. You were so light.
You did.
Too many movies.
I'm getting hammered here with my British accent.
Today your big cousin Chloe is coming to visit.
Yippee! Cousin Chloe. George.
I think our cousin Chloe was pretty good, right? I think she...
Cousin Chloe. Oh. George, Chloe's a big girl like me, so don't be sad if she finds you too little to play with.
I'm sure Chloe will play with the both of you.
Chloe's here.
What's wrong with it?
Are you reading off of a scroll? I feel like you are about to make a royal announcement.
You know what it is? It says Bud Light Dilly Dilly commercials. I can't. That's what it is. It's I can't separate. You know what I'm saying? I guess I'm horrible at this.
I'm sure Chloe will play with the both of you.
So bad.
That's it. I'm done playing this stupid game.
I would be.
Huh?
I would be after that performance.
I would be.
Oh, my God.
I would be.
Dilly dilly. Maybe it's off to the, what was the thing? The Chamber of Death or whatever in the Bud Light commercial?
The Pit of Misery.
Maybe that's my calling. It's Bud Light commercials, not Peppa Pig. It's 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
All right, is there a guy in the Tampa Bay area right now who'd be willing to call his significant other live on the air, 99.5 QYK, and sing a Rascal Flatts song to her? Anybody willing to do it? Kevin says yes. We got a guy named Matt on hold, and we're gonna talk to Matt here in a second. So we're giving away these Rascal Flatts tickets. I gotta tell you. We've had the most incredible dudes this week call for this. We've been doing this all week.
Yeah, there is hope to all my single ladies. There are good gentlemen out there.
I would be too embarrassed. I can't say.
So right now, pretend that I'm Melissa.
Don't turn this on
you
me.
Gotta,
no.
Oh, you already know it's happening.
Turn this on
and me. Then you got to call me up. Just a little sample of a Rascal Flatts song.
I want to get to Matt because he's been holding on. And then we'll do it. No, we'll do it.
You're going to do it after.
All right, Matt. Take the rest of the day off, Melanie. This whole day has been clowning on me, man. All right, hold on. We're going to try to give Rascal Flatts again. Matt's going to sing live on the air to his girl, who she has no idea why we're going to be calling. Hey, Matt.
Yes.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, how are you?
Good, my man. Happy Valentine's Day.
Hey.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Is it weird when a dude says it to you?
Nah, I'm all right with it.
All right. I was just making sure.
Of course.
All right, so, Matt, you're calling for these Rascal Flatts tickets. You know the deal. You have to call your significant other live on the air here at QYK and sing a part of a Rascal Flatts song to her. You know that, right?
Yes, I got that.
Okay. Kevin is saying that he's trying to call Haley right now. Who is Haley?
Haley is my girlfriend. We've been together roughly 6 months.
6 months?
Oh, well, that's nice.
Has she ever heard you sing?
I mean, I'd be singing sometimes, but not live on the radio, that's for sure.
Right. Okay. What song are you going to sing?
Yours, if you want it. It's actually one of our songs.
Oh, good All choice. Right.
We haven't had that this week for Rascal Flatts.
I know. Everyone did Broken Road.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we have Haley?
Yes.
All right. We're going to connect you with Haley right now. Here we go.
Oh, geez.
Yep. Hey, Haley.
Yes.
Hey, Haley. Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. You're on the air. Don't say any bad words, okay?
Okay.
All right. Is Matt your boyfriend?
Yes.
Good. We just wanted to check his story out.
That'd be creepy if he wasn't.
Matt, say hi to Haley.
Good morning. Happy Valentine's Day, beautiful.
Hi. Happy Valentine's Day, babe.
Oh, that's that six-month love.
Yeah.
Gosh, it's so good.
Man, I believe Melanie just said it's all downhill from here, but it's...
No.
That was Melanie. Don't worry about it. Listen, yeah. Matt, go ahead and do your thing.
All right. And every bit of love left in this beat-up, banged-up, scarred-up heart that's been waiting on a girl like you. And I know it ain't much, but it comes alive with every touch. Every kiss already feels like you own it. Baby, it's yours if you want it.
Yeah!
I love it!
Matt, you killed it, buddy. Haley.
I appreciate it.
Haley, how do you feel?
That was perfect.
Oh, that was really cute.
Well, Haley, I know you didn't know, like, why we were calling, why Matt was calling, but y'all just got Rascal Flatts tickets. Yeah. So you'll be there. I mean, Matt can sing it if you want, but actually the band will also sing it that night. So it's up to y'all how it goes, but happy Valentine's Day to the both of you.
Thank you. All
right.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. So Valentine's Day, 2019. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Yeah. Weather's going to be absolutely fantastic. It'll be sunshine today, 72 degrees. It's going to feel like love. It's going to look like love. Everything will be love, including things you can eat and get for free today. I want to give you a heads up on this. We mentioned Hooters. They do this every year. But I thought maybe because it's just, I don't know, everything's so politically correct now that they would stop doing the Shred Your Ex campaign.
Nope, they brought it back.
They brought it back. So if you bring in a picture of your ex to Hooters, and allow them to shred it right in front of you. If you buy 10 wings, then they'll give you 10 for free. So that's at Hooters all day today.
Oh, it's making me hungry. All sorts of other places have free deals, too. Free pretzels. If you buy one heart-shaped pretzel at Auntie Anne's, ooh, you know the pretzel stand in the mall?
It is the now iconic smell in a mall, isn't it?
So good.
You go into a mall and you smell that. It's between that and Cinnabon. Those are the two ones in the mall.
So
and you're just like, whoa.
Good. Back when I was growing up, we'd go to Tyrone Mall. And at the end, you knew when it was closing that they would give you 6 pretzels for $1.
Because they had to get rid of them.
Yeah, because they'd have to get rid of them. So you just wait there and then load up on pretzels. But so there's that. Also, Dunkin' Donuts, they're not free, but they have those Dunkin' Tines. So it's all Valentine's-themed donuts and cookies.
All right, so and also Papa John's has their infamous heart-shaped pizza, right?
How could I forget the heart-shaped pizza?
So it really could be a good day to take off from your diet, maybe, and just have some fun.
Yep.
And make some love and smile, right? That's what we're doing today.
Is that what you're doing today? I don't know. Sounds like you need to get a sitter.
Or shred your ex and then,
do that.
Go to Hooters and get some free wings.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Hope it's an awesome day filled with love or maybe, you know, you got some people that are celebrating their freedom today. Some people are actually happy to be single.
Some people just broke up with someone and they're like, yes!
I know. I just had a quick scroll on my Instagram and I was like, man, I can't believe how many people are like having a blast being single right now. So,
Singles Day.
Exactly. We've been giving away Rascal Flatts tickets all week. This is cool. We've been having guys, because guys, here's what we do. We screw up Valentine's Day. So we've been having guys call and you have to be willing to call your significant other live on the air. She doesn't know.
Nope.
And sing a Rascal Flatts song. And if you call and you do that, we're giving you Rascal Flatts tickets. That's a great Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it is.
So we're sort of like giving guys the kind of like a second chance.
Like a get out of jail free card.
Right. Not only do you call them, basically profess your love to your significant other on the radio, you also get Rascal Flatts tickets. So it's been really cool. Let's talk to Jared. Jared, happy Valentine's Day, brother.
Happy Valentine's Day, man.
Well, listen, we appreciate you calling. We understand you're ready for us to conference you with, is this your wife?
Yes, it is.
Anna Marie. And how long have y'all been together?
8 years.
And you're going to call and sing her a Rascal Flatts song for Rascal Flatts tickets. What song are you going to sing?
God Bless the Broken Road.
It's been a favorite this week.
It has. Fan favorite.
Yep. All right, so we got Anna Marie on?
Yes.
All right, cool. Let's bring her up here. Hey, Anna Marie.
Yes.
Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK, welcome.
Thank you.
You ever been live on the radio before?
I have not.
All right, well, let's say hi to Jared. Jared is your husband, right?
That's true, yes, he is.
All right, hey, Jared.
How's it going, guys?
Good. Yeah, you ready to do your thing?
I am.
All right, here we go.
I said I've only never away many years ago.
Oh, he's good.
Hoping I would find true love along the broken road. But I got lost a time or two. What my brow kept pushing through.
Oh, my goodness.
I couldn't see how every time pointed straight to you.
Jared, there you go, buddy.
I didn't even want him to stop.
Thank you.
Do you get, is there a natural, like, you get a little emotional, like, when he's singing it? Like, do you feel like some, you know what I mean? Like, there's something there.
Awesome. That was great. Thanks, babe.
Does he sing to you often?
He does. He actually sang the first night that we met. He sang to me.
Oh, my gosh. And look, they've been together 8 years, so it
well,
worked.
Listen, it's a great Valentine's Day for you guys. You guys got the Rascal Flatts tickets, so enjoy that.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
Zach Brown Band, someone that I used to know, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. Kevin does a good rendition of that song. You want to do it, Kevin?
All right.
What?
I don't know. Am I pretty good?
No.
There's like some reverb on
him. I know. There's something. It's you're spot on, by the way. I mean,
it's like if they put reverb, it's hard to do it. Listen, I'm no Zach Brown.
No, you're not. Hey, but your dad was a great, great
Thanks.
Rendition.
I'm beginning to think that something was in those Valentine's gummies that I gave him.
I'm going
to
have another one.
Well, Kevin needs the Uber home from work today. I think like that. Yeah, I'd be Ubering.
It says non-alcoholic.
I know, but on the back, you didn't read it. It's CBD gummies.
Oh. So
no, I'm just they're kidding. Not. They're not.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, Kevin's having an out-of-body experience right now.
It might be.
No, I'll tell you who is, though. Seriously, Miranda Lambert just had one 2 nights ago Nashville at a steakhouse. What's good? Here's the thing. The only, like, thesis statement I can give you on Miranda Lambert right now is you just don't mess with Miranda Lambert.
Oh, no. She's a wild card.
She's at Stony River Steakhouse with some family and friends. A little altercation unfolds. An older man, apparently at the table next to Miranda, is making comments about them just on their phone the whole time. Okay.
Oh, those millennials on their phones.
He's clowning on millennials and everything like that. And then it spills over into the bathroom where Miranda and her friends go to the bathroom. Then they come back. They're on their phones again. And then the guy's making more comments to his wife. Miranda at some point has had enough. She stands up in the middle of the restaurant, takes her giant bowl of salad, walks over to this man's wife, and dumps her whole salad in the wife's face. The woman...
Oh, my gosh!
And Miranda's screaming, then is physically held back while she's yelling insults at this woman. The woman's covered in salad. I mean, from head to toe, Miranda's screaming, phones are flying.
It's like an episode of The Real Housewives of Nashville or something.
That or it was, I guess it was sort of like the Mayweather fight, too, the last Mayweather fight. I mean,
was salad involved with the Mayweather fight?
No, I don't think so, but this is just crazy. But this Miranda, I mean, there's been a couple things in the last couple of years with Miranda and the public and her relationships. And
I'm just proud of her for not wasting her steak. I'm just glad she threw the salad.
It is a great observation. I mean, the steak would have done more damage, but then you're wasting your steak.
Yeah, you can't waste a perfectly good steak or your cocktail. Throw the salad.
If anybody right now in country music is primed for a reality show, it's Miranda Lambert, isn't it? Like one of those, like, real, like, the camera follows you around. Because she's had some interesting relationship drama.
You think you know, but you have no idea. This is the life of Miranda Lambert.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think we got the intro right there.
Well, that was from MTV. Remember Diary?
Yeah, but you put Miranda in. That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
I think that you think you know.
Yes.
But you have no idea.
This is the hot mess life of Miranda Lambert.
All right. Salad's flying. It's Miranda Lambert right there.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.